The city of Cleveland's got 20,000 vacant lots, and I'm trudging through one of them with Sandra Albro, a researcher with the Cleveland Botanical Garden. Galoshes are in short supply.
I already gave my second pair.
You know what? These would totally be fine. I might just roll up my pant legs a little.
We're in a small lot flanked by houses in the city's Slavic Village neighborhood. Bobcats and bags of mulch pepper the spot where an abandoned building used to sit. In its place, Albro's team is installing a rain garden.
Informally, we're calling these our beans because they're kind of kidney bean shape. And so what we're hoping to accomplish with these beans, our little rain gardens, is to just slow the water down and capture it long enough to let it infiltrate into the soil.
The site's on a slope, and at its base is a big bean-shaped indentation in the soil. It'll be planted with thirsty native grasses. This is part of an EPA-funded research study looking at lower cost, lower maintenance ways to transform vacant land and benefit the community and the environment. This kind of thing is often called green infrastructure. Albro's set up 9 beans in this neighborhood and will be tracking how well they capture stormwater in comparison to control sites.
There's been a lot of evidence showing that intensive greening in neighborhoods improves property values by about 30%. It reduces violent crime and improves human health indicators. And then on the green infrastructure side, I mean, we know that green infrastructure can absorb millions of gallons of stormwater every year. So we're hoping to achieve a mixture of those two things.
Stormwater is a big issue in cities like Cleveland, where heavy rains overwhelm the system and result in raw sewage being discharged to the lake. Data from this study and others like it will help cities make smart land use decisions.
So we're definitely not promising this is an end-all be-all of vacant land reuse and green infrastructure, but in 2 years we will be able to tell you exactly how it works and what the pros and cons are.
Right as Albro plants the first seedling, the sky turns gray.
Very cool. All right, it is actually starting to rain. So the aster will get a nice little drink, but we might need to get out of the weather here.
Marlene Wesleyan, who works for the Area Development Group, offers me a spot under her umbrella. She's part of this project because she cares about stormwater issues, but mostly to help her neighborhood get back on its feet.
How long have you been living here?
I've actually been living in the neighborhood since 1972. Yeah, and, you know, I raised my kids here, and I'm living here now with my partner, and it's just, you know, I'm not going to leave. It's a great neighborhood. We'll weather all the ups and downs. We always have.
So if you take a neighborhood that's on the brink, that has demolition and some vacant land, but also has residents living there who would really like to see their neighborhood turn around, these individual vacant parcels become really important.
The plan is to tap into this sense of neighborhood pride and recruit local volunteers to tend the rain gardens. Urban planners I spoke with say this kind of dual-purpose green infrastructure project could go a long way in helping Cleveland dust off and rebuild.
For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Ann Glosser in Cleveland.